The Marion Finucane Show on RTE Radio 1 with Hyundai. Now offering 5 years free servicing on every new 142 Hyundai. Ireland's fastest growing car brand.
Now, moving on to a little pleasure that's ahead of you fairly shortly, guys. The day's coming when you're going to be paying for your water. Though, indeed, I do know that a lot of people do pay for their water already. People on group schemes and some people on group schemes and obviously anybody who has their own well, etc. So it'll be 2015, but I think the bills are coming out. The money is actually due, but the bills won't come out until 2015. The question is, how do you find out how much water you use? Are you a splurger or are you careful? Well, my next guest monitored his water usage over 1 month, and he's here to tell us a little bit about it. And he also has a very interesting piece in the paper today. But first of all, Paul Melia, you're the Independent Environment Correspondent. You're very welcome. How did you measure your water use?
Well, I got a telephone call about 6 weeks ago from a company in Carlow called Cheetah Telemetry, who said that obviously I'd written quite a bit about water charges. We were going to be facing them from October. And would
it
I like
is
to monitor.
October, isn't
October
it?
They come in, you get yeah. your first bill in January. So what they said was they had a device called a logger, which they used on group water schemes to detect leaks, but they right. could actually fit it to my meter. And what this logger does is it monitors the amount of water going through the meter every 15 minutes. So over the course of a day, a week, a month, you can actually figure out how much you're using.
Right.
So we did this for a month. Everything we logged, we tried to be pretty diligent. In our house, you know, we'd be reasonably good at some things. We try and turn off the tap when we're brushing our teeth. I have lots of small children, well, I have three, so they're not so good on that. But we're not particularly heavy water users. You know, we don't wash the car or anything like that. Anyway, this logger went
water
on.
Water the garden.
None of that kind of stuff, really.
Obviously, mind you, rain, hello.
You know, we don't exactly need to for the most part.
Yeah.
So this logger, anyway, was there. It did its business, and we reckoned that we were actually far short of what we were supposed to be using.
That's what I found really interesting. Can you go through what the figures were?
Yeah, certainly. What the Department of the Environment says, or believed, was that each person in the country used in or around 150 litres a day.
So it sounds like an awful lot of water.
It does sound like a lot. A lot of that, very little of that is actually drinking. Only about 15% of that is drinking. The
really?
Rest is your washing machine, your dishwasher.
Toilets,
the floors, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So what we found, that my family of five used about 585 litres a day. So over the course of a year, we wouldn't actually use enough to pay any charges because our free allowances would have been such that in fact Irish Water would owe us 7,500 litres. Now, that's somewhat changed since because the children's allowance that we were supposed to get, 38,000 litres per child, the government now says it's up to 38,000. That's going to fall, and it's going to fall quite dramatically. So I'll probably end up paying something. But I certainly won't pay as much as a lot of people who perhaps don't have the information that
yeah,
I have.
The department thinks the average person uses 150. So that would make your family of five want 750.
Mm.
But you just used under half
585.
That.
585.
Now,
yeah.
You know, on June the 16th, you've taken that out.
Mm.
Day the washing machine was used, da-di-da. Tell us a little
yeah.
bit about that.
Okay, June the 16th we just used because it was kind of an average day.
Yeah.
So what the log showed me was that from midnight till about 1:30 in the morning, I used in or around 50, 60 litres, which was kind of the washing machine that had gone on earlier on that day, or earlier on the evening. So 30 litres was used for that. Then there was no consumption until 7:30 in the morning. Obviously, everybody was asleep. If there had been water going through the meter, it would suggest that there would have been a leak
right.
somewhere. So there was none of that. That was grand. From 7:30 in the morning until in or around 11 o'clock, there was 250 litres used. That's the washing machine, it's the dishwasher, it's washing the teeth in the morning, it's getting school lunches ready, it's all that kind of normal morning stuff.
Right.
Then 6 o'clock, the water came on again, obviously dinner being prepared and so on. So basically for 85 minutes in the entire day, from 7:30, or sorry, from midnight, all during the day, there was no water going through the system for just 85 minutes.
Right.
Which just shows how reliant we are and how much we forget. The tap is permanently on, whether it's sticking on the kettle or getting a glass of water or whatever it is.
Yeah.
So there was just an 85-minute period when there was no water being used.
Yeah.
So there are 585 then over the day. And then if you extrapolate that across the year, you end up with this figure of in or around 136,000 litres being used.
But you're allowed
144. Or I was. That's going to change now because the free allowance has been changed. We won't know that until probably the week after next as to what that's actually going to be.
Right. Now, you say the well, obviously, there's quite a significant amount of water used brushing teeth.
Huge amounts. 6 litres a minute is what comes out of most bathroom taps. So
right.
If you leave the tap running and we say it takes you 2 minutes to brush your teeth, that's 12 litres. If you turn it off, so you just have a litre, call it, per minute, you use in or around, hang on there, actually I have it here, I would have used 7,300 litres by turning off the tap. If I left the tap on, I would have used about 36,000 more.
Wow, now, it's quite significant.
If you use a rate that we say businesses pay for their water now, which is in or around €2 per 1,000 litres,
yeah,
that's €70 or in or around that,
right,
that you're wasting.
But just brushing your teeth.
Brushing your teeth alone.
Brushing your teeth,
yeah.
And leaving the tap on.
Leaving the tap on.
Yeah, now I saw in there that you figured that you use less because you don't have what are called power showers.
After we finished monitoring what I was using,
yeah,
we wanted to figure out what we could do to try and reduce further. So we contacted a company in Galway called Reenergize, which do a lot of this stuff. And they have things like, they have an air jet shower head that you install on your shower, except that reduces the flow of water by about 40%.
Yeah, but now you've just got out of bed in the morning where
yeah.
you were all nice and cosy.
Yeah.
And you have to get into the shower and to go
yeah.
and turn on the thing. You do like to be warm.
You do, but what my difficulty was, I had, according to this guy, Jerry from Reenergize, the worst shower he had ever seen. It was producing 2 litres of water a minute. I mean, barely a trickle.
Oh, God.
And it was a real old-style shower, very low tank in the attic, gravity shower, nothing coming through. A power shower would typically use 20 to 25 litres of water a minute. So 125 litres for a five-minute shower. Mine is using 10. So, obviously, my shower consumption, my water consumption, my shower is tiny. So that obviously brings down my bills.
So you're
as
not
well.
Going to modernise your shower?
Probably not. But what this guy did was, he said, he gave me a shower head that you can put on a power shower. It reduces it by about 40%. What it does is it restricts the flow of water, but it introduces air. It sucks in air. So you kind of get more bang for your buck. And you see this a lot in hotels as is. I don't know if you've ever been to hotels where you turn on the tap and the water seems kind of foamy.
Yeah.
That's this aerators that they have. So they reduce the amount coming out all the time. So hotels are obviously very conscious of this because they're huge water users.
Yeah, but you know that you go into a hotel in New York and you turn on the shower and God, it's fantastic.
This one is actually, it's pretty good. I mean, it's far better than my 2 litres, which is coming out. But I can't complain about it. It's perfectly fine. You still get the power and you get the pressure. You just don't use as much as you would have done.
Right.
And again, you can adjust those so you can have a stronger flow if you want or not.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they're about €40. They're pretty cheap. But you can also get these for your bathroom taps, for your kitchen taps, and they're about a tenner.
Right.
So they're quite cheap. And again, you'll just get more out of what you're using.
Yeah, and I presume showers are much better than baths.
Yeah, baths use, I think, about 80 litres. So they are, they're quite intensive in water. But
yeah.
Again, I mean, how many people really have baths that often? I mean, very few would have them once a day anyway. The shower tends to be what most people are using.
Absolutely, yeah, it's much more. I remember telling somebody I hadn't had a bath for years and they looked at me kind of oddly. You know what I mean? Queen Victoria, I understand, had one once a year. Whether she needed it or
yes.
no.
Well, she was royalty, so.
So there you go. Now, so this won't work for them. If it turns out that on the current figures, you will be using less than you're allowed free, they're not going to let that run because they want money.
They need money. That's the problem.
Yeah. So that's not going to work. So that if it transpires that if everybody could have less than what they were given free, they'll change the rules.
They will. What we know so far and how we know things are going to happen is the Taoiseach talks about this 240 litres average charge a year.
Yeah.
And that's a nonsense of a figure because that's essentially 240 euros x 1.3 million people to come up with the revenue that they need to take in. So obviously that will be different per person, from a single
yeah.
person to a larger family and so on. What we're going to have in the next couple of weeks, or from October, is that we will have what they call a 2-year price control period. So the regulator will basically say, until the end of 2016, this is what the charges are going to be.
Yeah.
Now, Irish Water have to invest in or around 600 million a year to upgrade the network, because it's in appalling position.
Even though we were paying to have it maintained. But we let
except
that
we
pass.
Never invested. We never invested for decades, really. There hasn't really. Yeah. In the last decade, we've put in around 500 million a year. But really, we should have been doing it for the last 30 years, constantly, this investment, but we didn't. So what Irish Water's difficulty is that it has to spend all of this money, but it must take in 51% of its revenue from charges, from householders and from businesses.
Right.
If it doesn't, it's into all sorts of EU state aid rules. So that's the figure they have to get to. So what's going to happen is that if everybody is using less than what they thought, and if everybody is being very, very good, Irish Water will need more money. So that
so
will
this
come
has
through.
Absolutely nothing to do with the nonsense that we were told that this was all to do with conservation.
I don't quite accept that. I think it is to do with conservation, but really what it is to do with is that
money.
We need the money
yeah.
and we need to invest in the network.
Now, you have an article today that is absolutely depressing in the sense that if people do what they are being asked to do, they will be punished. And Irish Water said that they would favour a daily allowance with no carryover allowed. So if you were prudent on, say, a Monday and a Tuesday, and you did all your washing on other days, the fact that you haven't used the water on the Monday or Tuesday will militate against you.
That's what Irish Water want. That's not to say the regulator will approve that. But that's what they want. So the difficulty and the concern with that is most people tend to do their washing at the weekends in terms of clothes and things like that. So you obviously have a problem there if your allowance is gone. But more seriously, the HSE have come out and said they made a submission to the Department of the Environment about this. And they said the concern that we have is that if you have a family where, we'll say, your limit for the day is 80 litres.
Right.
And you've had a party or you've had people over or whatever.
Yeah.
A granny comes to stay or whatever the case may be. That you're afraid that if you use over that 80, you're going to start being charged for it.
Yeah.
So people will stop washing their hands after they go to the toilet. They might stop flushing the toilet. They might kind of delay putting on the dishwasher, whatever, until the following day. And that there actually could be a public health issue here. Because obviously washing your hands after you go to the loo is hugely
essential.
Important for a whole host of reasons.
Yeah.
And the concern is that if it's limited to a daily allowance, those people aren't going to do all these essential hygienic practices.
Yeah, but a daily allowance is, you cannot imagine using the same amount of water every day because you use water in, well, I suppose you use it in similar ways, but there are days when you're going to use the washing machine more and there are days when you're going to...
And you go on your holidays.
Yeah.
And that means your allowance is gone. You go away for the weekend or you don't go home and you're losing all the time on that. And that's inherently unfair. And you would hope the regulator, I mean, because the regulator has been given so many directions from government about this that really the regulator isn't as independent as perhaps they would have liked to have been because they've been given so many instructions. They've been given instructions about a free allowance. They've been given instructions about a standing charge where really a lot of people would say with your ESB, with your gas, you pay a standing charge.
You do.
Because it costs to give you that gas or that power.
To get it there.
Yes. So there should be no reason why there isn't something similar for water. And this would, in fact, have impacted on the charge because you would have to charge less because you'd have this guaranteed source of revenue. So that's gone. So that all has to be factored into the tariff, the rate
politics.
Per litre. Politics in kind of, you know, really, this was kind of foisted upon us to an extent by the Troika. Well, it was foisted upon us by the Troika. However, I'd kind of suggest if they had taken a little bit more time and taken another year and said, look, it's coming. We're getting the systems in place. We know what we have to do, but we have to get the charging right. Because if people think it's unfair, if they're losing their free allowance because they don't use it that particular day, there's huge opposition to it.
Yeah, no, that would be deeply unfair.
Deeply unfair. So maybe a bit more time would have been better. However, it's coming, so I mean, that time ain't going to be there.
Yeah, but I mean, now that they've moved the chairs around and all of that, and Labour has the ministry, and it was Labour who wanted to get rid, was it not, of the standing charge. Remember all that hoo-ha when they couldn't make up their mind?
Yep.
Anyway, we will see what will happen. But I would think that daily charge, I can see why they want to do it in terms of revenue. And I suppose it's in all our interest that the thing gets sorted out. But it would appear pretty unfair that if you actually are prudent, you'll get punished for it.
You will. And the thing is this is a two-year price control. In 2016,
right.
We're right back again. We're looking at the charges all over again. We're looking at consumption. They'll have far more metered data as to how much exactly people are using. These things aren't going to get cheaper. They're not. They're going to get more expensive.
Okay.
So what you can do to try and reduce that really is kind of in everybody's interest.
Right. Okay. Paul Melia, thank you very much for all that cheerful information. And we'll take a break.